Welcome, everyone, to a new interview on Small Caps Investment Research. We are very pleased to have Mr. Walter Johnson with us today, the Chairman and CEO of Acme United Corporation, to give us an update on his company. Acme United is a leading consumer products company with a focus on first aid and safety products, as well as cutting solutions for commercial and industrial markets worldwide. Walter, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today. Welcome.
Thank you, Wim.
Acme United reported record sales and earnings for its second quarter ended June 30, 2021. Now that the third quarter is coming to an end, how do you feel about it?
It's a challenging year and in a challenging environment. It's hard to hire people. It's hard to get products from China, to get shipping containers, to ship globally. It's difficult to get people to pick up what's ready to be shipped. There's inflation in every corner that we face. We're doing a lot of price increases. So if you were to sum that up, we've got our hands full with a lot of things to manage. And having said that, we've got a lot of orders, whether it's in first aid, where people are replenishing supplies, or they're going back to the offices. The schools are more likely to be in session, and there's a lot of back-to-school buying activity. The business is strong, but there's a lot of rising costs, and it's difficult to get shipments to be completed. So net-net, we're kind of having fun.
I can imagine. Despite achieving record financials in the second quarter, your results could have been even stronger, especially the installation of a new warehouse management system in your largest distribution center in the United States impacted results somewhat negatively. Has shipping meanwhile improved at the warehouse?
Well, yes. The warehouse is working full-time, and we're working very, very hard. So we're running overtime, we're running weekends, we're catching up. But more importantly, we're getting better productivity as the weeks go by. And I believe at this point we're more productive than we were prior to the installation. However, there's a lot of product yet to be shipped because we're behind. Having said that, the warehouse management installation is a long-term project, and it's one that we hope allows us to be able to operate more efficiently, to be able to address increasing amounts of online shipments in a better and more cost-effective manner, to give us the analytics to be able to better service our customers. And as we look at that, this was a very important step to get behind us. So we're getting above it now. Yes, we've had 4 months of really tough time to do it, and now we're looking at more normal productivity, actually improved, and we're positioned for going forward. So it was growing pains, and at this stage, we're looking for that next level of growth.
And is it still difficult to attract additional personnel in North Carolina, where the Rocky Mount warehouse is situated?
It's very difficult. And it's not just Rocky Mount, North Carolina. In the United States, we're fighting for a huge amount of demand for workers. And there are many, many businesses that just cannot attract workers. And in part, that's because of an imbalance where workers are versus where the jobs are. And in part, the government incentives are working against working. And so we're fighting a number of difficult situations. As a result, wages are increasing at a very high rate. We're doing incentives to get people to work without taking time off. But despite that, we're struggling to get workers, and we're a lot better positioned than many of our other competitive businesses.
And while we're on the subject of shipping, in August, the Chinese Ningbo port, the third busiest port worldwide, was partially shut down after a single worker tested positive for COVID. Has that shutdown also affected Acme?
Sure. Many of our we have an office in Ningbo, and many of our products are coming from around Shanghai, around Ningbo, further up in Suzhou, and so it's a very important port for us. Fortunately, we built inventory during the past year, and so despite the difficulties in shipping out of that port, we've got buffer safety stock. And as you can imagine, when you're down for 3 weeks the way the port was, you can't just start up again. There's not the ships, there's backed up containers, there's chaos. Because there's not enough containers, the production that would have been in the containers is backing up in the factories. And it will take time for that to work its way through to normalcy. And so, across the board, this was a very, very serious, destabilizing, and expensive problem in worldwide shipping. And it hasn't gone away. As I said, we've got enough inventory that these kinds of changes we don't see on a daily basis. But of course, they have to get eventually corrected, otherwise, we would.
Okay, very interesting. And also, due to COVID, there was a big shift from brick and mortar store sales to online sales. Do you see sales returning to brick and mortar stores nowadays?
Well, I spend a fair amount of time going into shopping areas and into stores, frankly, to see how our products are selling, but also to just look at traffic. It's important for us to be able to anticipate what are the trends and what is happening and will it be sustained. And I can tell you, people in the U.S. are shopping, and they're shopping in physical stores, they're shopping online, they are just shopping. And the stores are busy. So, as you can imagine, when you're looking at our products, whether it's Westcott cutting tools or Camillus knives or Cuda fishing tools or our first aid items, these are all going both online as well as into physical locations, into stores. And we're selling a lot on both places, more so than a year ago.
As a final COVID-related question, almost all physical trade shows where Acme presents its latest products were canceled the past year and a half. How are the sales teams handling this?
Well, you're right about the trade shows being canceled. In fact, there was one that was a physical one. It would have been the first of size that we would have gone to. It was the National Safety Council in the U.S., and it would be held in Dallas, Texas. We pulled out of that just this week. And the reason is because customers aren't comfortable going to the shows. So if the customers don't go, why should the manufacturers? Our sales team has not traveled the way they had been, but they're in some ways more productive because they're doing multiple online calls with customers, many of them much more than you'd be able to do by physical meetings. But we're also seeing that the major changes, the major planogram changes, or big shifts in business are very difficult to affect remotely. And so while it's easy to hold business, easy to gain some pieces of new business with an existing account, major programs are being impacted, and they're much harder to close.
In the second quarter, both Acme's Canadian and European divisions performed extremely well, with sales growth of 68% and 26% respectively. What was the reason behind this strong growth, and do you see that trend continuing?
Well, there was a lot of online shopping and pent-up demand both in Canada and in Europe. And we've seen a more regular back to school with good, strong demand both in Canada and in Europe. We are continuing to see strong orders. So it's really pent up demand, and desire to get out and get new things. And so we're seeing good growth for the year for both, although in the second quarter it was extraordinary growth. And I wouldn't annualize those kinds of numbers because they're not consistent with the growth in the market. But we'll have a good fourth quarter and third quarter with both Europe and Canada, I think.
Good to know. Now, you already touched upon it, but every major barometer of inflation has soared this year. Are you seeing that in Acme's products as well?
We are seeing inflation across the board, whether it's the raw materials that go into our products or the packaging materials, the labor, both our labor in our factories in the U.S., the labor in China or in our supply countries. We're seeing a shortage of containers to put the finished products in and a bid for continually higher prices to get those containers so that you can ship them. We're seeing shipping rates increase if you can get them, and ships are backordered. Recently, Walmart and Home Depot chartered major container ships to handle their own logistics because it's so difficult. We are passing through price increases regularly, and we're trying to keep value with our customers, but it's difficult because every time we do a price increase, there's additional costs that keep coming forward. And it's a cycle that I don't see as a short-term issue. I see it as a systemic issue that is going to be very difficult to break as long as we have continued demand.
Mid-December last year, you acquired Mednap, a Brooksville, Florida-based manufacturer of medical products. Has your latest acquisition already contributed positively to Acme?
Well, we bought Mednap in part to vertically integrate our first aid and safety business, because in every first aid kit, alcohol wipes, alcohol prep pads, BZK wipes, and items like that are used in the kits. And so by vertically integrating, we're able to then start to expand into different lotions and creams and antibiotic wipes, all of which we can use. So the acquisition to do that is very powerful. It allows us to control both quality as well as cost, as well as delivery. Remember, if you're sourcing these same items in Asia, as an example, you're subject to all the supply chain issues that we've been experiencing. So strategically, very important. We're also finding many of the potential customers are currently sourcing, say, alcohol wipes or alcohol prep pads from China. And these have long, long deliveries, and the cost to get something done in the U.S. with a much closer supply chain distance is invaluable. So we're seeing a lot of demand and a lot of quoting for outside production. We added new capacity, and we're working to fill that now. I think as we look at the Mednap acquisition, strategically, it's a very powerful purchase, and I look forward to reporting in the next, in the coming quarters as we begin to utilize that capacity.
Okay, excellent. And before we go, what can we expect from Acme United in the next 12 months?
I think it's reasonable to assume that this management team is working as hard and as focused a way as we can to deliver results. And in the course of the uncertainty with shipping, the uncertainty with costs, the uncertainty with rising selling prices, there's also opportunities to go against our competitors who perhaps are not as focused on any single area as we might be. And I think there's an opportunity here to gain share, and gain share because we're playing, we hope, as smartly and as competitively as we can. Now, if you look specifically in first aid, we're gaining market share. In the Westcott area, we're gaining with the Westcott scissors and cutting tools. The box openers are growing and gaining placement. We're adding and have added capacity to DMT, the diamond-based sharpeners. We've got some new products that we're introducing during this coming quarter at DMT that we're excited about. We're gaining at Camillus knives and the Cuda fishing tools. So if you net all that up, there's strong growth and strong cost pressures. And our job is to deliver strong performance. So, of course, we're working very hard to do just that.
Fantastic. Walter, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us, and we'd be more than happy to have you back for an update in the future.
Thank you, Wim. It's my pleasure.